And we're back here at the halftime break on KKIA. East Sac County girls lead their play-in game against Greene County 3-0. And joining me here in the post-game show, head coach Sam Ellis. And coach, we're getting a good chuckle out of it. It's the happiest we've seen you all season in this one. Beaming ear to ear, 2-1, double overtime win. You avenge the loss against Kemper. You guys win your first playoff game in school history. There's a lot of good tonight. Walk us through some of your thoughts on this one.
I basically watched the kids play. I mean, I put some subs in everything, but they did all the work. They get all the credit because they played fantastic today. It wasn't always the prettiest soccer, but it was all heart. You could tell they wanted it. And when that final goal scored, you could tell everybody rushed the field, including our manager. That's the fastest I've ever seen him move. And he's one of our unsung heroes. He's make sure everything is right and I don't go insane. So, but I'll tell you, it's just a good feeling to see all the hard work that those kids put in and just come to fruition. It's fantastic. I can't be more proud of those kids. I honestly can't.
You talk about the heart, and, you know, it's all the guys out there, but one of your senior leaders, Elias Aragon, boy, there were times, especially in the first overtime, he was trying to will that goal in. I mean, talk about what you saw from him. I mean, he's kind of been on one of those. We talked about it where he wanted to be a high scorer but ended up being a high in the assist category instead. I mean, you got to love what you saw from him, you know, all game long, but really in that first overtime, trying to really key your team in to get the win.
Yeah, well, Elias Sr. going out, I'll put Jacob Murley in there too because he played fantastic on the back end. Those two were communicating, but yeah, Elias, he'll be the first one to tell you that he probably is not going to be able to walk tomorrow because he gave it absolutely everything he had. And along with and that whole front line, they wanted to put the ball in. They kept pushing it. After we gave up that first goal, it was a whole different team after that. It kind of focused us. We knew where we were ready to go, especially come after halftime. We joked that we're starting in the goal that we wanted to start in because we're undefeated when we're starting that way. You know, when we played Atlantic, we finished the same goal. Focus, same goal. So, I mean, whatever you can do to get their mindset and something different. But they, I mean, Elias, Sam Schmidt, Isaiah, Aragon, I could name, and then you got Caleb Eichhorn played tremendous. I mean, they went after it. Luke Wright, he had 2-3 people hanging on him every time. So it was a solid team effort. And then Sam Julin, he doesn't get mentioned quite a bit, but he was a D-mid, and he controlled the center there. You couldn't get past him. He made sure that if you were going to try to get through, he was going to jump the pass. And then the whole back line, and then subs. I couldn't name everybody, but everybody on that team, including the bench, was fantastic. They were there because a loud bench is a successful bench, and we were very loud.
You look at the play you score on in regulation. It's a corner from Isaiah Aragon. Talk about what you saw on that. I mean, it's a big one. Your team gets the equalizer. It took a little bit longer than you probably would have preferred, but you guys get it in a timely manner in the second half.
Yeah, Isaiah's been really good with corner kicks. Whether he can bend it with both legs, he can move it where it needs to. But when you have a 6'4" guy that can jump out of the gym, it's nice to have because that's what Luke Wright did for us. He put it right in the back of the net. He wanted it too because his goal is to get 4 more goals, so he has 15 on the season. And we got one more game to try and get there. But yeah, that was a team effort too because it was making runs and putting the ball could have been in a better spot.
And then we, you know, take a step back from the game tonight itself. Give us some perspective on what this win means to you, this team, you know, these seniors, juniors that have been here. You guys have seen the gamut. Just a couple of years back, you had the tough 0-15 year. You were 0-3 in the playoffs. I mean, this has got to mean a lot to everybody involved.
Yeah, this means a lot for East Sac County soccer, for the boys, because we don't have much history, but we're starting to build that. Mm. And then that's all of the guys here. We have 28 guys. We could only put 24 on the roster, so one of the toughest decisions I've ever had to make was telling 4 people that they couldn't suit up today. But you know what? Those 4 people, they were ball boys. They were doing whatever they possibly could. That's growth, and that's where we're at. I mean, I told them that it's a brand new season. We're 1-0 this season now, and the sky's the limit. I mean, things didn't happen during the season that we wanted, but we are here because of that. I mean, it's accumulation of everything. And like I said, I'm just jabbering, but I couldn't be more proud of this team. Honestly, just the heart they showed, and I don't think I'll probably sleep for 4 or 5 days now.
And you get a bit of a gap time. What is the in-between? You know, you play today. You've got an entire week before Western Christian. I mean, what are you guys going to, you know, rest the tired legs for, you know, putting 110% in? But what does this week look like for the team as you guys get prepared for next Monday against Western?
Probably tomorrow, ice baths and just kind of go over, get the film posted and kind of let them go over that. Maybe we'll go through a walkthrough. And then Wednesday we'll probably be off because that's a short week for us. So, and then on Thursday, Friday, we'll get back after it, and then we'll be ready to go travel up to Minnesota pretty much on Monday and give them everything we possibly have. They're a great team. We've played great teams before. We're playing with house money, so that these kids are going to go in there and give them everything they have.
And then last question for you, Coach, before I let you go. You have Western Christian coming up Monday. You talked about it, one of the better teams in 1A. Give us some of your early thoughts on that. I mean, you talked about a little bit of it there. I mean, you're going to be traveling up there. But what are you seeing in this Western Christian team? I mean, they're high-powered. They can score a lot of goals rapidly.
Yeah, it seems like up north between them and some other people that they got struck by Thor's hammer, and there's all Norse gods up there because they're all 6'4". They can move the ball. They just pick them off a tree, and they just come, they're on the soccer team. Because Western Christian is a solid program. They've been a solid program the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years. And they move the ball well. They get the ball down the side. I haven't really done too much research on them, but I know that they play solid ball, and they're really good out of the air with the ball.
All right, Coach. Well, congratulations on the win, and, good luck next week against Western Christian.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate the coverage, as always.